Aisling was the light of our lives and the heart of our family. The words of Aisling Murphy's sister Amy last night, paying tribute on her Facebook page to her beloved younger sister as her family prepare for something they could never have imagined, saying their final goodbyes. 23-year-old Aisling will be laid to rest not far from where we are broadcasting from in Tullamore in County Offaly this morning. She was the youngest of three. Her brother Cathal, her sister Amy, along with Aisling's parents Kathleen and Raymond and her boyfriend Ryan, will lead mourners in the parish of Kilcormac and Killochy in Mount Bolas, about 16 kilometres from this town, just off the N52. They will be joined by wider family, friends, the young children that Aisling taught at Durrow National School, her camogie teammates, her musician friends, and they have undoubtedly the solidarity of the whole country this morning in their time of grief. Aisling's hearse will leave her home in Blue Ball at around 10:30 and make the short journey to St Bridget's Church for Mass at 11. We are joined now by our correspondent Sinead Hussey and by local journalist Vivian Clark, who writes for the Irish Times. Sinead, large crowds are expected at Aisling's funeral this morning, and this will be very much a funeral involving much of the community.
Yeah, this will be, you know, a huge funeral in a very, very small village in Mount Bolas this morning at 11 o'clock. As we know, and as you've said, Aisling had many interests, she had many connections. So we're expecting to see her friends from school, from college, her local GAA club, Kilcormac Killochy, where she played camogie, and her many friends from her local Ceoltas and across the country. Musicians will attend this morning's Mass. Teachers and pupils from the local National School in Blue Ball, where Aisling herself went to school, the children from Durrow National School, where Aisling taught first class. They'll all form a guard of honour, and local musicians will provide the music. The parish priest, Father Michael Mead, will be the chief celebrant at this morning's Mass. We understand the President, Michael D. Higgins, the Taoiseach, Micheál Martin, the Justice Minister, Helen McEntee, will be among those to attend today's Mass. A lot of preparation has gone into the funeral Mass. The family have asked for musicians who are attending to bring instruments to play music in the cemetery afterwards. But also logistically, this has been a huge operation for the Gardaí, mounting a massive operation to ensure people can get to the church, that they can park nearby and that they can pay their respects. The Mass will be streamed live. It'll be on the RT News channel. But I suppose many people feeling that their presence today will help support the family in this difficult time.
Vivian, that's what it's all about, isn't it, for the community this morning, to be there for Aisling's family?
I think so. It just has touched the heart of the community, and the community has responded magnificently in every way. Even just on Friday when the vigil was held, local businesses shut for the duration of the vigil and the thousands turned out. I don't think anybody anticipated so many people would come, and it was very heartening to see that Aisling was remembered in such a positive light.
And one of the most poignant things I would imagine this morning will be those little children, those 6 and 7 year olds whom Aisling taught in first class only on a permanent basis since last September, forming a guard of honour to say goodbye to their teacher.
Yes, and it's going to be very, very emotional for those children. And I must say the school has been very good in the way they've been organising supports for them. And out of the school last week, they had a little shrine to Aisling where the children left little drawings they had made of her. And it's important for the children that they get all the support they need. And obviously it'll be heartening for Aisling's family to see that everybody's coming together in this way.
And we've heard her described as the teacher who was kind, who was warm, who was fun, a woman who someone I heard describing as being born to teach. For her friends too, describing her as empathetic, a brilliant listener, who loved the crack, who was cheeky, who loved life. It's been awful, awful in so many ways, but she has been at the centre of this, of people's thoughts over the past 6 days, and the whole country has really got a sense of who she was.
It's been amazing, absolutely amazing, how much, not just the country, but internationally. And I saw photographs from a vigil in Boston at the weekend. And obviously, not just from the teaching, but from the music and from the sport, Aisling touched so many lives.
Absolutely. And Sinead, so the funeral will leave Aisling's home at around 10:30 this morning, and it's such a short journey. It will take probably around 30 minutes to get to the church, but she didn't live very far from her final resting place.
No, she didn't live far from from the Lower Town Cemetery at all. And as you said, the funeral cortege will leave the home at around 10:30 this morning. Aisling has been reposing at her home since Sunday evening. There's been huge numbers of people turning out and, you know, people not knowing what to say or do, but offering a kind word or bringing food to the house or anything that helps the family in some small way. And I think the family will take strength from that support and that goodwill of people. But there's no doubt today will be a difficult day, but they'll take comfort, I suppose, knowing that Aisling was loved not only in Mount Bolas, not only in County Offaly, but, you know, right across the country.
Absolutely. Sinead, you'll be joining us again a little bit later in the programme. Vivian, you're staying with us as well for the next little while. And we thank you both for joining us here in Tullamore in County Offaly on this very sad morning for the county and indeed the country, standing in solidarity with Aisling Murphy's family and friends this morning. Welcome back to County Offaly on the morning of Aisling Murphy's funeral. We are here in Tullamore, around 13 kilometres from Mount Bolas, where Aisling's mass will take place at 11 o'clock. She grew up in nearby Blueball, the youngest of three children, an adored daughter, sister, girlfriend and friend. She had recently graduated from teacher training and had got her first permanent job in September in Durrow National School, close to home too. She taught first class, 6 and 7 year olds, and they will form a guard of honour at the church this morning to say a final goodbye to the teacher they loved, the teacher they had for too short a time, and the teacher who was kind, warm and fun. Aisling's Camogie teammates from Kilcorma Killochy GAA Club will be there too. Her many friends from across the country who played traditional music with her. Her friends from her Leaving Cert class of 2017 from Sacred Heart School in Tullamore. Friends from Mary Immaculate College in Limerick, where she studied. People who will never forget the 23-year-old, the empathetic, great listener who loved the crack, who loved life. With us still this morning here at our broadcast point in the Tullamore Court Hotel, Vivian Clark, local journalist who writes for the Irish Times. And Vivian, just reading all about Aisling over the last 6 days, there are some people you meet in life and you realise they're special. You're actually privileged to know them. And it sounds like Aisling was one of those people.
Yes, all her teachers, her friends, the musicians I've spoken to all speak of a beautiful, warm woman who had a smile for everybody. And I thought it was particularly poignant that a teacher at the school said that one of the children had said that they loved Miss Murphy because she didn't give out to them.
I know, it's she was a kind person. That was the word that the young children used about her. And the canal, I mean, it runs right along the town here in Tullamore. It's ever present. And the area around where Aisling was running last week, it's become like a shrine to her, hasn't it? There are just hundreds of photos, candles and flowers.
Yes, and I thought it was really interesting, and it was a lovely tribute that the Antrim team, when they came to town at the weekend to play in a game, before the match they went and they laid flowers and observed a minute's silence, which is a wonderful tribute for them.
Absolutely. And I know we heard you on our programme last Friday morning, and you talked about how you regularly walked the canal yourself. You were on the other side last Wednesday afternoon. Are you still doing that? Are people in the town reluctant to walk the canal now?
I haven't been back, but I will go back. That section is still under investigation, so it's still closed off, so it's not possible to walk that particular route. But to be honest, I just haven't had the heart to go the other direction since then. But I thought it was interesting that a local gentleman who's involved in security had offered on social media, he gave times that he was prepared to accompany women if they wanted to walk the canal, which is a lovely gesture, but it's also a signal that people are still wary.
Absolutely. And another local woman offering self-defence classes,
yes,
for women in the park.
Gráinne Walsh, she's a very talented local boxer, and she's going to organise self-defence classes for women in the park. Again, all signals that women just don't feel safe.
It changes a place, doesn't it? I mean, whether the people of Tullamore and the wider area knew Aisling or not, something this awful, this atrocity really is what it was. It changes people. It changes an area.
It does. And it also makes one second guess one's instincts, that previously walking along a canal at bright open spaces, there wouldn't have been concern, but now there will be.
Yeah. And how are people over the last 6 days their community has been the centre of national attention and also international attention in many cases. How are they?
Obviously supportive of the family and the school, but also I think wary of the media attention for the town. But also I think the Garda presence, it's still here every day, the technical teams. And on the one hand, it's good to see so much activity and knowing that so much is going into the investigation. But on the other hand, it's a stark reminder every day that this is still an ongoing case.
And something awful happened. What is their awareness of the wider impact across the country and even further afield?
Well, we were just speaking about the artist Shane Gillan, who went to school in Tullamore, and Shane has done a portrait of Aisling, and that's raising funds for Women's Aid. So I think the awareness of the impact of Aisling's death, it has heightened the fears of women in general when doing something as ordinary as walking and running along a canal bank.
Absolutely. And today's funeral will really involve the whole community. It's a chance for everyone to say goodbye to her this morning. Vivian, thank you so much for being with us again this morning. Vivian Clark, who writes for the Irish Times and who lives locally here in County Offaly. You're listening to Morning Ireland. Stay with us. Lots more to come after this break. Aisling was the light of our lives and the heart of our family. Those were the words of Aisling's sister Amy last night, paying tribute on her Facebook page. Aisling's radiant smile, which we've all seen in photographs this past week, seems to reflect a woman who was loving life, her family, her boyfriend, her new career in teaching, her sport and her music. And music will feature heavily in her funeral at St. Bridget's Church in Mount Bolas this morning. We are joined this morning now by Frank Brennan, who knew Aisling since she was a young child, who's a good friend of her father, Raymond. And Frank is a member of Tullamore Cultus, as is his daughter, Mairead Brennan, who is also with us. And you're very welcome. And thank you both for being with us this morning. Mairead, what are your thoughts this morning on this, the morning of Aisling's funeral?
It's just devastating. I think I speak on behalf of everybody that everyone is still in complete shock. It is so upsetting to think that a young girl, 23, in broad daylight was murdered on a walk that I do most days. I actually was going to go down the canal line on Wednesday, but I needed to go to the post office. And that is the only reason that I wasn't walking down there at the same time, was to post a letter. I mean, it is such a populated area. During lockdown, my sister and I, my sister had a baby, so we could have been down there three times a day. So busy that at broad daylight, and I even remember in school that day, we were all saying, God, it feels like a spring day. It was so sunny that everybody in the staff room was either going for a cycle or a run after school. You know, it's your worst nightmare, and it's just so tragic that a young girl at 23 in NQT, just starting her career, you know, just kind of had finished the academia part of life, was moving forward, and it was just taken so violently and so cruelly. And then I suppose as a woman, I can't help but think how scared she must have been, how terrified the women who found her must have been, and just how absolutely devastated. If we're devastated, if I've shed tears to and from work, I just can't even imagine how her colleagues and her family are feeling.
And Frank, you're a different generation again.
Yes.
Senseless. It must be incomprehensible to you as well.
Oh, it is, yes. And everything that Amy said about Aisling is so true. I've known her father, Raymond, for many years. I can't remember. But he's the life and soul of every session of music that we go to. And you're always coming away with a great laugh and a joke. He's such a character. And it's devastating. I just can't put words to how we're all feeling today.
Mairead, Amy asked in her tribute last night, our family kindly asks that any musicians attending to please bring your instrument and play music at the Lower Town Cemetery. That will happen today, won't it?
It will. And I know from my own school, the senior end of the school are all attending with their instruments, because Aisling also taught music and we're in her parish. So the children in my school would have all, she would have been their music teacher. So they would have all known her. So they're all attending with their instruments. And I know my dad is. Now, unfortunately, I have to work, so I won't be there. But I know a lot of musicians who will be there and playing proudly for her.
Yeah, and that's it, Frank. Music will be a very prominent feature, reflecting her great interest in it and her great talent for
it. Oh, she was an exceptionally talented fiddle player. I played a fiddle myself, but my ability would pale into insignificance compared to Aisling's. And every time I'll play the fiddle from now on, I'll be surely remembering Aisling and her sister Amy, who were a magnificent duet. They enthralled everybody with their music, and they're such nice people as well.
What will you be playing today?
We're playing the fiddle, and hopefully we'll all go to the cemetery and play a few tunes. I'm a retired teacher myself, and no principal teacher. Now, the principal of Aisling School, James Hogan, is a proficient musician himself, and what he had to go through in his first year as principal is unbelievable. And on behalf, I'm secretary also of the Offaly branch of the Retired Teachers Association of Ireland. And on their behalf, I'd like to offer our deepest sympathy to the family, the whole Murphy family. No teacher, really, most teachers don't have to go through this in their career. It's devastating, you know.
It really is. And in terms of Aisling's talents for music, being born into a very musical family, she probably had no choice initially but to get involved, but she was far from reluctant. She really loved it.
Oh, yes. But my wife now, Mary, also plays, and she grew up with Raymond, you know, and meeting him at Clarkyoles when they were young people. And Ray would always have the right attitude to music, you know, fun and enjoyment. And that's what it's about, you know.
And Mairead, just thinking of this morning's funeral and three, maybe four generations coming out to say their goodbyes to her, and imagining those little children, those 6 and 7 year olds, being there to form a guard of honour to say goodbye to their beloved teacher who they knew and had in their lives for such a short space of time.
I mean, it's hard to even imagine. As I've always thought, the younger end in schools, and you really are like their mammy. I'd say at least once a day a child calls me mammy in school. You know, if they fall over in the yard, you're the one who picks them up, puts the plaster on their knee, gives them a quick cuddle. Like, you really are the next person. You're their safety net in school. Anytime I'm out of school, I come back with pictures drawn for me, left on the table. You know, it even one day out, it's a trauma to them. I can't even imagine. And I did a placement in Durrow School, and I know what that environment is like there. The moment I walked through the door, it was, as cliched as it is, it was like a family. They were so kind, so welcoming, and so close, the staff there. You know, they'd come into my classroom every day. How are you getting on? Can I help you with anything? The staff room was always full of like smiles and laughter. So at least it's comforting to know that her very, very short career would have been a very happy one. And the staff there and the school community are so supportive of one another that they will try their best to get each other through it. But that age group, I mean, I don't even know how they've explained it to them, and how, I suppose it'll be in years to come when they fully comprehend the magnitude of what has happened.
Absolutely. And as the principal said last week, they adored Aisling. They will never forget her. That is for certain. Thank you both very much for joining us on Morning Ireland this morning. Frank and Mairead Brennan, both members of Tullamore Cultus, who will be playing as part of the funeral for Aisling this morning. It's 25 past eight. You're welcome back to Morning Ireland. We are broadcasting from Tullamore in County Offaly this morning. 23-year-old Aisling Murphy will be laid to rest not far from here later today. She was the youngest of three. Her brother Cathal, her sister Amy, along with her parents Kathleen and Raymond, and her boyfriend Ryan, will lead mourners in the parish of Kilcormac and Killochy in Mount Bolas. They will be joined by wider family, friends, the young children who Aisling taught at Durrow National School, her camogie teammates, her musician friends, and they surely have the solidarity of the whole country this morning in their time of grief. Aisling's hearse will leave her home in Blue Ball at around 10:30 and make the short journey to St. Bridget's Church for Mass at 11. Well, her death shocked the country, and there is a palpable sense of grief and incomprehension in this part of Offaly. Our reporter Aisling Maloney has been talking to some locals this morning.
I'm just feeling very shocked and devastated. Young life gone, like, it's a big hit to the town. It's not something that wouldn't be a big thing in this town, so it's shocked everyone, basically.
You're a woman in the town. Do you feel safe around here? Is it something that shocked you?
Something that shocked me as well, and it would make you feel unsafe as well. I suppose, yeah, sometimes you'd be afraid to go outside your front door the way you're listening to things that are going on, like, now. And it's been played on my mind for the last few weeks as well. Like, I have a young daughter as well, so it kind of makes me worried about her as well, being on her own around places.
Today is the funeral of Aisling Murphy, a very sad moment for the town. Could you tell us how people are feeling around here, what people are talking about?
People are very, very sad, and sure, I mean, you know, it came totally, like, out of the blue. I mean, it was, you know, you couldn't in your wildest dreams imagine, like, such a tragedy, like, that could, you know, happen. I actually know the family. I just was overcome with grief.
It's always very sad, but when it's right on your doorstep and we were going about our everyday lives and, you know, that was happening just up the road, it's quite disturbing, you know, that we weren't there to help her.
Well, we are joined now this morning by Louise Lovett, who is chairperson of the National Women's Council. And we're also joined by Tony Monaghan, who knew Aisling since she was a child and plays with Tullamore Colthus. Tony, what are your thoughts this morning?
It's very difficult to put thoughts into words. You know, the Murphy family have a death in the family. They're burying their daughter today. The traditional music community also has a death in the family, and we are distraught, bewildered. It's incredible. My good wife and I were out for a walk on the canal on the same day in a different location earlier in the day, and we were remarking on how peaceful it was and how safe it was to be able to walk and no traffic and listen to the birds singing and whatever. And little did we know that our poor friend Aisling would be gone a few hours later. It is, and, you know, that's an area where I walked regularly, where lots of people in the town walked. I've never seen it without people. It's amazing. It's difficult to put into words.
It really is. And Louise, Aisling has been central to people's thoughts all week, hasn't she? I mean, she is not forgotten here by any means, as so many women are.
Yeah, I think the circumstances of poor Aisling's murder it's just opened a collective outpouring of women in Ireland. And, you know, it's often when something like this happens, we talk about it for a day or two and then it becomes yesterday's news. But we're here still. Well, obviously, we're talking about it this morning on the circumstances of the funeral. But I don't see the conversations stopping today. I see them continuing for a long time. And I'm hoping that it will be the start of some form of proper response to what is going on women on a daily basis. Like, what we've been hearing from women since this happened are just ordinary day-to-day examples of their experiences trying to navigate their safety while they're out there. And I know I was listening to Alison O'Connor last night, and she happened to mention Nadine Lott and you know, the horrific details that came out in that trial. But there wasn't the same outpouring. And it seems that the circumstances this time, the daylight, you know, you know, just having come from work, doing a very normal thing like running, you know, exercise that everybody should be able to do. There should be no circumstances where that can't happen. That has resonated with people. But I think we can't forget that it doesn't matter what the circumstances are. It's all violence. It's all aggression. And there needs to be a collective, I suppose, we need to see leadership on this now.
Tony, I think we've all got a sense of who Aisling was in the last 6 days from someone most of us didn't know at all. We have seen her picture, we have heard the stories. Tell us about the Aisling that you knew from when she was a very young child, because you're good friends with her father.
Yes, good friends with her father. You know, we're a different generation. Mm-hmm. You were speaking to Frank earlier, the same generation as Frank. So, no, I knew her from small child, from, you know, going to the learning music, going to the Flana, playing music with her sister Amy, and, talking to her and whatever. She was just a lovely person. She played at a concert that we had in Tullamore a few years ago, herself and Amy, and they were just lovely, decent country people. You couldn't meet nicer.
And Amy, in her Facebook tribute to her sister last night, asked for musicians and to anyone who was coming to bring their instruments and to play. Yeah. And people will respond to that.
People will respond. There will be 100 musicians there today and more.
Louise, we've seen the vigils across the country, across the island, across the United Kingdom, in Dubai, in New York. People have come out and the people hope it's a watershed. Mm. But do you really believe that?
I'm hopeful as well. But, you know, if you've heard women, and particularly older women who have been interviewed at these vigils, they say they were standing here 20 years ago, you know, and not an awful lot has changed. We're expecting the publication or the launch of the third national strategy on domestic sexual gender-based violence. And I'm hoping that this is a marker now for people, those responsible in signing this off, that they'll go back and they'll prove it. And they'll see, is this strategy going to respond to the experiences that we have heard over the last number of days?
Okay.
We, along with others, have made submissions to this, and we see that there are, three key things.
We have to leave it there. Okay. Unfortunately, Louise, it's a discussion that we've been having and will continue to have. So thank you very much, Louise Lovett. And Tony, thank you as well for joining us. Just finally, let's go to St. Bridget's Church in Mount Bolas and join our correspondent, Sinead Hussey. Sinead, what is the scene there in advance of the funeral?
Well, already, Audrey, people are arriving here in Mount Bolas, a massive operation as Gardaí, you know, get people into car parks and people, you know, standing outside and inside for this funeral mass at 11 o'clock. This is something I suppose the people of Mount Bolas ever imagined could happen. And they're out here this morning, they're directing traffic, they're talking to people. They just want to make sure that this all goes to plan. As you've been speaking about, you know, Aisling had many interesting connections through her school, through her college, through her music, through the local GAA club here at Kilcormac Killahey. So there's going to be a huge attendance. There's going to be lots of music, lots of musicians. And of course, then the teachers and the pupils of Durrow National School, where she taught, and the teachers and pupils of the local national schools, the school where Aisling went to school in Blueball. There will be a lot of dignitaries here today. President Michael D. Higgins will attend, the Taoiseach Micheál Martin, and the Justice Minister Helen McEntee. And because of the crowds and because of the number of people who simply just want to be here today, there'll be large screens erected for people to watch the funeral, and it'll also be streamed online and on the RTÉ News channel at 11 o'clock this morning.
Sinead Hussey, thank you very much indeed. And that is it from us. Thank you to our team, Stephen Higgins, our broadcast coordinator, Sheila Ní Whíol and Damien Gavigan on sound, Jarlath Tierney on camera here in Tullamore, our editors Conor Barons, Brendan Fitzpatrick and Lisa Pereira, and the series editor John Burke. And we are going to finish our programme this morning listening to Aisling herself. As we know, music played a huge role in her life. An accomplished musician, she played fiddle, concertina, and had just begun learning the Illan pipes. Here she is playing The Foggy Morning, recorded in October 2017. Rest in peace, Aisling.